the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Now, with more ways to listen, on your radio,
in your favorite podcast app,
and streaming 24 hours a day at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Jordan Felice.
Hey, guys, this is Kane.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells.
Hey, it's Colton Dixon.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack.
New music, new artists, the latest Christian music news, and the stories behind the songs. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Hello, I'm William Ryan III, your host for the next 2 hours as we count down the top 20 songs in Christian music together. And I'm excited that you're here because we have two new songs making a debut on the chart this week, as well as artist news and several listener comments that I want to share with you later on. It's going to be great too. And these two new songs that are hitting the chart, you will not be disappointed by those. They are some awesome songs. One of them actually will start off our show, and another one happens here in just a couple of songs in. So stick around for the next 2 hours and you're going to hear some great encouraging music as we listen to these top 20 songs of the week. 20. Well, we begin our countdown with one of two new debuts hitting the chart this week. This one is from Torin Wells. It's his latest called Joy in the Morning. I think you're going to love this one. Here it is on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 20, new music.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. It ain't even faith till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. 'Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. There will be joy.
Brand new at number 20 this week. It's from Torin Wells and it's called Joy in the Morning on 20, The Countdown Magazine. Here's another newish song here on The Countdown. It's only been here for 3 weeks, but it's making a 1 point climb this week from Josh Baldwin. It's called There Is Freedom.
Number 19.
When I'm walking through the valley,
Your presence is around me, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. And the fear that was my prison is no longer where I'm living, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. There's no place I go that He is not. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we'll be dancing through the darkness, 'cause we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Shaken, my joy cannot be taken, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. So I'm looking to Jesus through a veil that's torn to pieces, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. No, where the Spirit of the Lord. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing. Hear the heavenly roar of every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God sing. Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come.
Countdown Magazine. That's Josh Baldwin with his song There Is Freedom at number 19 this week. Well, are you ready for the second of the two debut songs this week on the Countdown? Here it is. It's from Brandon Lake, and this one you might remember from just a few weeks back where it was a past future fan favorite winning song. It's called Gratitude, and we caught up with Brandon to hear the story behind this one. Check it out.
The song Gratitude has definitely become one of my favorite songs to lead, and I loved writing this song. I was in Australia. This was probably back in 2018, I believe, before COVID, before anything shut down. Traveled over to Australia to write with some of the Hillsong crew, and Benjamin Hastings, Dante Bowe, and myself got together at Ben's apartment, overlooking the Sydney Harbor. It was so beautiful. And I remember we were talking about wanting a song about how, you know, man, we really have nothing to offer God that really equates to His worth, but maybe our hallelujah is all we can offer Him. And maybe that's His favorite thing to hear, is the sound of our worship. And then we began to write this song, and, you know, we're a bunch of rowdy guys. And so we wanted a really rowdy bridge that encouraged people to really worship and to give him a sacrifice of praise, something that cost us something. And that's where we started talking about how, man, I think people have more to offer God than they think they do. And so what if, like David, but in a modern way, we said, you know, oh, my soul, bless the Lord. And let's command our souls to bless the Lord. And we thought it'd be cool to say, man, we've got a lion inside of our lungs, which really there's like two meanings there, right? Like you've got a loud praise, something to offer God. But also, if you're a believer, you have the lion of the tribe of Judah living inside of you. And so this command, this encouragement to let out that worship and to give him everything that you've got. I don't know that there's anything more precious that we could offer God than our gratitude and our hallelujah.
That was Brandon Lake filling us in about the story behind this one called Gratitude. And this really is one of my favorite songs right now, so I hope you enjoy it as well, as it makes a debut here on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 18, new music.
All my words fall short. I got nothing. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah. I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. And I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a heart.
Week at number 18, That's the song called Gratitude from Brandon Lake on 20 The Countdown magazine. And not only is he making a debut this week on The Countdown, but he's also nominated for a Grammy Award. How cool is that? It was for Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance and Song from Fear Is Not My Future. So hopefully he wins that when those come up later on in February.
Coming up.
Wow, so two new songs hitting the chart this week that you've gotten to hear so far, as well as 17 more songs remain here on The Countdown this week. So thanks for helping me count down these top 20 songs this week. I can't wait to hear what is coming up and where your favorite artist lands this week on The Countdown.
20 The Countdown magazine is back in a sec.
Now, back to The Countdown.
20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Have you had a chance to visit our website lately? 20thecountdown.com. Well, you should totally go check it out sometime if you haven't been there ever or maybe in a long time. It's a central place for you to find the complete list of songs on the chart, plus the artist news and an easy way to donate to support The Countdown if you want. And if you click on the Connect With Us tab, you can send me a message or even sign up for our free weekly e-newsletter. Bill from Pennsylvania sent me a message from the website recently, and he said, "Hello, William Ryan III and The Countdown family. Listening from Mercersburg, Pennsylvania. I just started listening on June 11th. I have listened every week since, and I definitely plan to keep listening every week, especially with such great songs on the chart like Heart of God by Zach Williams and especially Love Me Like I Am by For King and Country with Jordan Sparks." Well, Bill, thank you so much for listening to The Countdown ever since June 11th. I'm so glad you stumbled across The Countdown and you've been listening ever since. And I appreciate you sending me a message at the website. If you want to do what Bill did and send me a message, let me know how long you've been listening, head to 20thecountdown.com. That's our website. 20. Jason Crabb is making a 2-point jump this week on the chart with his latest song called Good Morning Mercy. Have you heard this one yet? Check it out on 20, The Countdown magazine.
Number 17.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, "That's not true." Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. Tomorrow's gonna bring, 'cause you hold it all there in your hands. I'm lifting mine up now, 'cause it makes me sing. Good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. It feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I've sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, mercy. Good morning, mercy. Good morning.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That is Jason Crabb and his latest song called Good Morning Mercy, making a 2-point climb to land at number 17 this time. And he is going to be headlining a tour this December called Christmas Forever. And it's no coincidence that he has a new Christmas album out called Miracle in a Manger. Pretty cool stuff. All right, are you ready for our number 16 song this week? It's from Micah Tyler called I See Grace on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 16.
I've seen shame. The kind that comes from mistakes. The kind that won't go away. When I turned around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret. The kind that messes with your head. The failures and the can't forgets. But standing here now, I'm thinking God is behind me. Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away, yeah. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away, yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, still hurt, fall short of what you say I'm worth. And that devil says I don't deserve what you did on the cross. And he's right, cause I don't. But you did it anyway. I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw sun. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah, yeah, I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see
that's number 16 on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Micah Tyler with I See Grace.
Coming up.
Well, have you been to our website to vote on the future fan favorite this weekend? If not, go head over there and you'll get a little sneak peek as to what those songs are that I'm going to play for you next hour as part of our future fan favorite. They are up now and they're ready for your vote. Until then, get ready for those remaining 15 songs of the week.
20, the Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. Connecting listeners around the world. This is 20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
I appreciate you hanging out with me and helping me count down these top 20 songs of the week. Have you heard of this thing called Giving Tuesday? It is something that's actually coming up this Tuesday, November 29th. It is basically a movement meant to encourage people to do good and inspire giving, and it's a celebration of generosity. And if you were planning to take part in Giving Tuesday, I would love to ask you to consider giving to 20, the Countdown Magazine. recent donor even sent me this note with his online gift that simply said, "Thank you for spreading the word." And he's right. We are spreading the word all over the globe through this music, and we do it one station at a time due to our generous supporters of The Countdown. You can find out more information on our website about Giving Tuesday or giving any time throughout the year. You can do a one-time gift or even set up a monthly gift there at 20thecountdown.com. Well, you know, this is a joyful time of year for most people, but if you are feeling like you are struggling a little bit here to feel some joy this holiday season, I encourage you to listen to the words of this one from the band We the Kingdom. Here is Miracle Power.
Number 15.
This is for the lost and lonely, for the broken and afraid. This is for those who are hurting, hoping help is on the way. In these battles of addiction, where fear is chasing after me, whatever trouble I am facing, I will lift my hands and sing.
In a wonder-working God, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, working wonders in my heart. I belong to a loving Father, I'm a friend of Christ, His Son. When it feels like I won't make it, I call on Jesus.
2016 from the band We the Kingdom. It's called Miracle Power, and hopefully that was an encouragement to you on 20 The Countdown magazine. Well, they are back in the same spot from last week, talking about Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne. Here they are with their song, We All Need Jesus, on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 14.
We're so quick to point a finger, we judge things from our point of view. Things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in, it's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people, don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our 24, 3, 6, 5, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Everybody needs a savior, even the ones who think they don't. We got stuff we hide deep down inside, so much that we don't show. Yeah. It's just a wonder what we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah. Every moment of our lives, 24, 3, 6, 5, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. From the prison to the preacher, oh.
All I know is we all need Jesus.
Yes, we do.
All I know is we all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, oh, yeah. Every city, every nation,
every nation.
Necesitamos más a Cristo. Necesitamos. Somos quebrantados. Cristo es necesario. Cada día más y más. 24, 3, 6, 5. Our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Cristo es necesario. Cristo, necesito. Todo el mundo necesita a Cristo. Need Jesus, everybody in the world need Jesus.
20, The Countdown Magazine. That's number 14 from Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne, called We All Need Jesus. And that was the Spanglish version of that one. So you got to hear some Spanish along with English in there. And now these guys are teaming up as well, Crowder and Dante Bow, with God Really Loves Us, on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 13.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment, oh how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone.
mercy's enough. His grace is sufficient. So come if you need it, forgiveness or healing. His mercy's enough. Oh, and this is our hope.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Crowder and Dante Bowe teaming up to sing God Really Loves Us, coming in at number 13 after a 2-point climb. You know, this is pretty cool. I mean, if you're a Marvel fan, then you might love this. They actually asked Crowder to borrow his house for their Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. I mean, I don't know what's cooler, to get asked by Marvel or the fact that your house looks like something that they would use in a Marvel movie. That is awesome.
Coming up,
12 more songs to go here on the countdown, and Stephen Curtis Chapman drops by to tell us a little more about his latest called Don't Lose Heart. And by the way, if you haven't connected with us on social media yet, go look up 20 The Countdown Magazine on Instagram or on Facebook. Follow us and send me a message to say hello.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, I am so glad that you're still here with me helping me count down these top 20 songs in Christian music. You know, last week I asked you to give our listener line a call and let me know what you're thankful and grateful for. And Carol, she actually took me up on it. Listen to this.
Hi, William. This is Carol. I am so grateful to be able to listen to the countdown and be free to do that. Freedom is just so priceless, and I love it every week. I really look forward to the countdown. Take care. God bless. Love you all.
Well, thank you so much, Carol. I hope you had a really happy Thanksgiving. I agree with everything you said. What about you? Did you take some time to focus on what you're thankful for? I mentioned last week that I don't want gratitude to be something that's seasonal in my life. So even though Thanksgiving has come and gone here in the U.S., I'd still love to hear from you about what you're grateful for in your life. You can visit 20thecountdown.com for that number to our listener line, and then be sure to call in and leave me a message on what you are grateful for.
20.
Well, one thing that I'm grateful for is that Stephen Curtis Chapman has been making some great music for years and years and years, and he's back here on our countdown now. And he's here to tell us more about this song called Don't Lose Heart. Check out what he shared with us.
You know, these last few years, we have all experienced devastating loss. Globally, nationally, families, friends, we've lost financially, we've lost relationally. Many of us, myself included, have lost family members and dear friends. And as always, I process life, joy, pain, suffering, hard, good, all of it through songs. And the song Don't Lose Heart really is just my own journey, just sharing from my own experience of saying, of all the things that we have lost, let us not lose heart. How do we do that? Well, for me personally, even in my own journey with my family, the tragic loss of our daughter 14 years ago, it has been holding on to the promises of God, holding on to the reality that God is with us. He's good. He's faithful. And the story is not over yet.
Number 12.
Another sleepless night. Praying hope comes with the morning light. And right now you're feeling like you've lost this fight. And fear is screaming out your name. When you say, God help me, you wonder if he's even listening. Truth is, I wonder the very same thing. So you don't have to feel ashamed. Let me walk with you through this valley and tell you all that I've learned to be true. Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. I've been where you are, you are not alone. I know it gets dark, I know it gets hard, but we're gonna make it home. So don't lose heart. Show you all the scars from where I've been. Remind you how we both know this story ends. And I know you'll do the same for me. These afflictions that are only temporary are gonna turn to glory beyond compare. So don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. Song he's singing over you. Don't lose heart. I won't ever let you go. I'm right where you are. You're safe in my arms. So don't lose heart. Don't you dare let go.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman. Moving up a point this week to land at number 12 with his song, Don't Lose Heart. Well, are you ready for those three things you need to know this week?
Artist News. Three things you need to know. Number one.
Here in the U.S., we just celebrated Thanksgiving this last week, and for my family, that means we gather around the table for a meal, and we reflect on what we're grateful for in this past year. We visited our family in Oklahoma City this past week to celebrate, and I know my mother-in-law, she was cooking days before Thanksgiving to get ready for it, and it was so worth it because it is the best meal of the year, not only because of the food that she cooks, but also because of the time that we get to spend together as a family. You know, one thing about this holiday is there's not really Thanksgiving music like we have for Christmas, but I'm happy to share that Crowder, he is changing that. He just released the perfect song for the season called Thanksgiver. It's a message of gratitude for all of life's blessings, both big and small, and it's just the right song to take us from Thanksgiving right into Christmas. And we'll post that song on our website, so head over there right now to go check it out.
Number two.
Jordan St. Cyr had quite the week as GMA Canada held their 42nd annual Covenant Awards. Jordan took home 6 awards, including Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. He actually won the most awards of any of the nominees. Jordan and his family, they relocated to Nashville, Tennessee from Canada earlier this year, but I know that receiving this honor from home had to mean so much to him. So congratulations, Jordan.
Number three.
Cece Winans, her brand new book just hit the bookstores this week. It is called Believe For It, which is all about passing on faith to the next generation. And what a cool opportunity she's had this week to share more about it on several talk shows, including today with Hoda and Jenna. And we'll have some clips up on our website so that you can catch up on all those interviews and even listen to Cece sing during one of those interviews on television. For more on this, as well as the other stories that I share with you this week, head over to 20thecountdown.com. You can find more there and even sign up for that free e-newsletter of ours, and we'll deliver these right to your inbox each and every week.
You're up to date. That was 3 things you need to know. Now, back to the countdown with William Ryan III.
Wrapping up our first hour, again in this spot, is David Leonard with his song, Good Lord.
Number 11.
When I look back, I can see that it's you met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding, even the smallest details of my life, and I can testify. Oh, you never let me down, so I know you won't stop now. I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know one thing for sure. Good Lord, I got the good Lord, and every day, every step of the way, it's you who opened the door. Good Lord, I got the good Lord. Good Lord, I got the good Lord. It's still amazing how you saved me, how you took a million wrongs and made them right. Good Lord, I got a good Lord.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's David Leonard at number 11 again this week with his song, Good Lord. And he is closing out this first hour of our show. But hey, we still have 10 more songs coming up. But before we get to those 10 remaining songs of the week, let's rewind songs 11 through 20 in case you missed some of them.
Rewind. Rewind. Number 20. Number 18.
Throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah.
Number 17. Number 16.
Was prodigal, you saw, son. When I left in 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see.
Number 15.
I believe in miracle power. In a wonder working God, I feel with the Holy Spirit working wonders in.
Number 14.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives. 24/365.
Number 13.
We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us.
Number 12.
Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. There where you are, you are not alone. I know it gets dark, I know it gets hard, but we're gonna make it.
Number 11. The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
20, the Countdown Magazine.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am so excited to find out what these top 10 remaining songs are of this week out of our top 20. You know, we've made it through half of our show so far, and you've got to hear the first 10 songs. But now we're going to find out the remaining 10 and that number one song of the week. That is always worth waiting around for. Plus, the winning future fan favorite song. If you voted last week, you're going to want to hear what that is. And this week in our future fan favorite, we're twisting it up a little bit. We have some Christmas music that I'm going to play for you, so stick around for that.
Hey, this is Zach Williams, and this is the story behind my new song, Heart of God. You know, when I think about who God is, the first characteristic that comes to my mind is love. The fact that he sent his son to die on a cross for our sins proves his unconditional love for each and every one of us. He didn't have to go to the cross, but he still chose to go to the cross so that we could have a new life. You know, and I'm sure we've all gone through things in our life where we feel like we're not worthy and we don't deserve it. But there's no room for any of that in God's arms, because when he looks at each and every one of us, he only sees love. And to me, that unconditional love is what truly changes hearts. And that's the true heart of God.
Don't you love that? That was Zach Williams. Here he is with his song, Heart of God, on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 10.
I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you you ain't worth the fight, the cross tells a story. How to change your mind, 'cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in his open arms. There's beauty from ashes, so come as you are. And there's only love in the heart of God. said, wishing he'd never went to that cross. He's not sitting there shaking his head, writing you off, leaving you lost. He's not sitting there shaking his head. He went to that cross. He went to that cross.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Zach Williams at number 10 after a 2-point climb with his song Heart of God. For King and Country, they are in next, along with Jordan Sparks singing Love Me Like I Am.
Number 9. King and Country at number 9 this time with their song Love Me Like I Am featuring Jordan Sparks on 20, the Countdown Magazine. And now we have Mercy Me up next, but we also have Bart Millard in to tell us more about their song Then Christ Came.
Man, I went to David Leonard, a dear friend of mine, and wanted to write. We're just trying to write anything, and for 2 solid days came up with nothing. And the last minute, we figured out this chorus to this song, which actually that demo is on Inhale Exhale, our last album. And then we wanted to finish the thing out. And so I went to Phil Wickham and Jason Ingram, and just so excited with how it turned out. And sometimes we complicate things, trying to come up with creative ways to sing about Jesus. And this song is just, man, this is what I was before. And then he showed up and everything changed. And we love how it turned out, and we hope you like it too.
I love that. I love, like, you know, just don't need to overcomplicate things sometimes, right? I love what Bart Millard was sharing from Mercy Me there. And here they are now with that song he was telling us about called Then Christ Came.
Number 8.
Like a soldier with no armor, in the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker. In the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break, or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him. Ever since the moment he walked in, then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter. Ever matter. Open, I was reaching, so desperate for my soul to find its savior. I need a savior. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him. Ever since the moment he walked in,
the Countdown Magazine. That's Mercy Me making a 1 point climb to number 8 with their song Then Christ Came.
Coming up,
if you're making plans to stick around till the end of the show, then you are going to get to hear some great music. There is still that one from Rachel Lampa coming up, and also Mac Powell, his song, and he's even dropping in to tell us more about that song, New Creation. But hey, while you are waiting for that to come, be sure to visit us on social media and say hello. Go look us up on Instagram or on Facebook.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey!
You are listening to
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Thank you so much for joining me this week. You know, we are fully listener supported, which means we don't sell ads or play commercials, so we're able to focus fully on our mission of spreading encouragement, hope, and joy around the world. You know, every dollar donated helps to fulfill that mission too. And I was personally impacted this last week by a handwritten card that I received in the mail, along with a check from a generous donor in California that said, "I look forward to your show every week. I love the segment, Three Things You Need to Know. know, I have MS and I'm a quadriplegic, but I can use my left hand, and you have done such a great job with 20 The Countdown magazine. Well, Pat, I hope that you're listening today, because you taking the time and energy to write this means more than I can even express. So thank you for that donation, Pat, and for your encouragement. If you have been uplifted by the music and the stories that you hear on the show, I invite you to become a financial supporter of The Countdown, just like Pat and his family did. Check out our website at 20thecountdown.com for more information on doing that. Just look for the big green donate now button. Next up on our countdown is that fun song from Toby Mac and Blessing Offer called The Goodness.
Number 7.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain or feel you calling me? It's all on me to stay and really catch what you're showing. It's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall. No, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't wanna miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you, everywhere that I go, you keep showing up, Lord, you make me wanna shout it, oh, you're the goodness in my life. And I'ma tell you my truth, they may come, they may go, you keep showing up, so do. Ain't no doubt about it, you are the goodness in my life.
You are the joy, you're the smile on the face of your boy. You're the flowers at the park in Detroit. Still the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise.
You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeves. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. It's what I believe.
Now they keep trying to make your glory fade, but I ain't really sweating what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you, everywhere that I go, you keep showing up, Lord, you make me wanna shout it, oh, you're the goodness in my life. And I'ma tell you my truth, they may come, they may go, you keep showing up, so do.
I can still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
You're the
goodness. You're the good. You're the good. You're the good. You're the goodness.
You're the
good. You're the good. You're the good. You're the good. You're the goodness.
Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up.
Goodness in my life.
20, The Countdown Magazine. That's Toby Mac and Blessing Offer with The Goodness, dropping down to number 7 this time. And now Rachel Ample, she's moving up one with her song Perfectly Loved on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 6.
Who said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes, and you'll see it's been there the whole time. Ooh, either way you are running, either way you
Rachel Lampa moving up one to land at number six with her song Perfectly Loved on 20 The Countdown magazine. And if you've been listening to Christian music for a long time, then this is pretty cool. She is teaming up with Nikki Leonti and Crystal Lewis. Do you remember those names? They were a blast from the past back when she was doing music as well before her comeback here on the chart. But they are getting together for a Christmas special. I can't wait to see that.
Coming up.
And I also cannot wait to find out who is in our top five remaining songs this week. But no worries, we don't have to wait too much longer for that because that's coming up for you next.
20 The Countdown magazine continues next. Heard around the world on great stations.
Well, thank you so much for being so generous and supporting The Countdown, because it is listeners just like yourself that allow us to get this radio show on even more stations around the world. And that's why I make it a point every week to feature a station of the week, just to let you know how your generosity is making an impact. And this week, we get to head up to Michigan here in the United States to listen to a station from there.
Hey, I'm Carter Fannin, one of the student DJs at 89.3 The Arbor in Spring Arbor, Michigan. 89.3 The Arbor exists to share the story of Spring Arbor University through student broadcasters and Christian music in South Central Michigan. We are so excited to be a part of the 20 The Countdown magazine family. William Ryan III, thank you for bringing us the best in Christian music every single week. It's so enjoyable to listen to. We really appreciate it here at Spring Arbor University's 89.3 The Arbor.
Well, thank you so much for doing that shout out this week, Carter. We really appreciate you guys, Aaron, 20 The Countdown magazine. Thanks for being our station of the week, and keep up the great work there in Michigan. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Well, are you ready to find out what our top five remaining songs are this week? I can't wait to see who is in that top five. Let's go.
Top five.
Top five.
Besides remaining in our top five songs this week, Ben Fuller is also doing a little Christmas tour with Zach Williams this season. That's going to be really good. Here he is with his song, Who I Am, on 20, The Countdown magazine.
Number five.
I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer. Oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher through the fire. Hold me tighter. Remind me again that I was made for more. Who I am in the eyes of the Father. Who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe. It's who I am.
I'm the child of the Most High,
I am.
The Most High, I am.
It's who I am.
I'm the child of the Most High, I am. The Most High.
been changing. You haven't left a stone unturned. Anything I've been facing, oh, I'll keep standing on your word. In the water, take me under, fill my lungs to speak your wonder. You brought me out of the darkness, I was made for more. Who I am in the eyes of the Father, who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar, I am yours, Lord, I believe. It's who I am. Everything for me to have everything for all of eternity, a song in my lungs to sing. God and the Most High God's for me. I'm a child of the Most High God and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Ben Fuller coming in at number 5 this time with his song, Who I Am. Are you ready to find out who won that future fan favorite song of the week? Well, I got to tell you, there was a huge response to voting this last week, so there must be some big fans out there for the song that won. It was between Davey Flowers and her song, Oh But God, and the band Citizens with their song, Everything and More. After there was a ton of votes this week, it looks like Citizens got it with Everything and More. Here that song is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Last week's fan favorite.
We have tried to make you small, to fit inside these narrow walls. We have
2020, The Countdown Magazine. That is your winning future fan favorite song from the band Citizens. That one is called Everything and More. And we had a huge turnout on the voting on that one. So there are some big fans out there of Citizens. So thanks for taking time to vote. Well, are you ready to do this again and vote for this week's future fan favorite? We are changing things up a little bit this week because we're actually going to play some Christmas music for you to vote on. Our first song this week as part of those future fan favorite picks, it is from the band We Are Messengers. This one is called Savior. Here's a little sample of it for you to listen to before you go vote. Savior. Wow, what did you think about that song from the band We Are Messengers? That's called Savior, and that is your first pick this week for the future fan favorite between our two Christmas songs that we're playing for you. Okay, and our second one for you to listen to before you vote, this is from a little duo here, Brandon Heath and Tasha Leitner teaming up to sing God Made a Way. Listen to this one.
In his infinite
That was a song from Tasha Leighton and Brandon Heath. They teamed up to sing God Made a Way, and that is the other pick there for the future fan favorite this week. The one before it was from We Are Messengers, and that one was called Savior. Now that you've heard both of those songs, you have to help me out this week. I'm going to need all the help I can get because those are incredible. Go vote at 20thecountdown.com on your favorite song between those two. You can listen to them again there at the website, but be sure to vote, and we'll play the winning song next week as part of your future fan favorite.
Future fan favorite? Love it or not.
Make your voice heard now at 20thecountdown.com.
Moving up 1 point this week to land closer to that number one spot is Elevation Worship with Same God.
Number four.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. Opened up the ocean.
children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then, you are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God.
The Countdown Magazine, moving up to number 4 this week. That's Elevation Worship with their song, Same God. You know, they were just nominated for a Grammy Award. You have to wait till February to find out if they get it, but it was for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album for their album, Lion. That is so cool.
Coming up.
All right, well, you've hung around this long, so you're definitely going to want to make plans to stick around a little longer and find out what our remaining top 3 songs are this week.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. You're on air with William Ryan III on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
We are about to get to those top 3 remaining songs of the week out of our top 20, but I wanted to ask you, have you joined that 20 The Countdown Magazine listeners Facebook group yet? If you are on Facebook, this is what you got to do this week. Go check it out. You can join that and jump in because we are loving the chance to interact with listeners there. Annie sent me a message in the group just a few days ago and said, I so enjoy my weekly countdown each week. Thanks to you and New Zealand's awesome Radio Rima. I try to listen to the radio broadcast on Saturday afternoon, usually sitting in my car wave watching at New Brighton Beach, and continue to listen again via the podcast during the week. Absolutely love the messages through the music. Hallelujah. Keep up the good work. Well, Annie, first of all, wave watching, that sounds amazing. It's not something I get to do here in my part of Texas that I live in, but thank you for listening and for jumping into our listener group there on Facebook. And thank you for Rima Radio. You guys are awesome too for bringing this show to all of your listeners. If you want to jump into that Facebook group that we have set up just for you, just look for 20 The Countdown Magazine on Facebook, and then from there, you'll find a way to not only follow that page, but join that private listeners group so you can interact with other listeners around the world. 20. As we kick off these top 3 remaining songs this week, we have Mac Powell joining us to tell us about which scripture this new song called New Creation comes from.
It comes from one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And that means that when we receive Jesus into our lives and follow His teaching and His direction and trust in Him as Savior, it makes us something new and different than we were before. Doesn't mean that we won't have problems and struggles. We've all gone through quite a bit of that in the past couple of years with the pandemic. But through those hard times and through those struggles, it's also taught us some important lessons and reminded us of our great need for our Savior. That's why I'm saying in the chorus, you brought me blessings out of a tragedy. You turned my old song into a symphony. And with your Spirit living inside of me, I'm a new creation. And that's an amazing promise that we can all cling to and claim today.
Isn't that awesome? That was Mac Powell telling us all about the song New Creation. You know, as we're getting closer to Christmas, I know the Hallmark Channel has been on at a lot of your homes there as you're watching all these Christmas movies. And Mac Powell mentioned that he actually caught some of his band members watching the Hallmark Channel on their tour bus. I kind of think maybe he was guilty of watching it too and just didn't want to share that with us. Here he is with New Creation on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 3.
I thought I knew what I was talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire, there was no doubt. Bible believing, saved and washed in the blood. But it was until I stumbled and made my mistakes that I could know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of a tragedy. My soul, how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of a tragedy. You turned my old song into a symphony. And with your spirit living inside of me, I'm a new creation.
Back in that number three spot again this week, that's Mac Powell with his song New Creation on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, also holding steady in the same spot from last week, Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weaver in with their song God Is In This Story.
Number two.
There's torn up pages in this book, words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up. Told my heart that hope is never gone. God is in this story. God is in the details. Even in the broken parts, He holds my heart. He
holds my heart, He never fails. When I'm at my weakest,
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave back at number two again this time with their song, God Is In This Story.
Coming up.
Well, you did it. You made it all the way to our number one song here on the Countdown. That is happening here in just a minute. You're going to find out who is in that top spot here out of your top 20 Christian songs of the week.
20, the Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
Now, back to the Countdown.
20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
We are down to that number one song that's coming up next, but I wanted to take just a second to say thank you. If you're a supporter of the Countdown, it is through your generosity that we are doing some amazing things around here, and we're getting this music all around the world thanks to you. If you are not a supporter, go check out 20thecountdown.com. You can learn more there on how you can support the Countdown as we come to the end of our year here.
Number one.
Well, we are down to that number one song out of your top 20 songs of the week. It is Colton Dixon again with his song Build a Boat. But hey, before we hear the song, I wanted you to hear the story behind the song if you haven't heard it yet. Here's what Colton had to share with us.
Hey guys, this is Colton Dixon. Build a Boat is an anthem for anyone willing to stand up or step out for what they believe in. Just like Noah stepped out to construct an ark in the middle of a drought, faith can look a little crazy sometimes, but I hope this song encourages you to go beyond what's comfortable, to experience the reward waiting on the other side of crazy faith.
Here is Colton Dixon with Build a Boat on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
I've been wandering through the desert, ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. I've been hanging on to high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, 'cause I got you by my side. With your wind in my sails, your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat, so let it rain.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That is your number one song for week number five from Colton Dixon. It's called Build a Boat. I love that song. And, you know, he just got to celebrate a birthday last week along with Thanksgiving here in the United States. His wife, Annie, had a birthday, and I don't even know how old she turned, but we won't mention that. But I will say congratulations to Colton for holding on to that number one spot for 5 weeks in a row. That is amazing. Hey, if you want to see a complete chart of all the songs we played this week, visit 20thecountdown.com and be sure to say hello while you're there. I'm William Ryan III, and I'll talk to you again next week.
20, 20, Countdown Magazine.